ironies that stand throughout Australia's tale. Our swaggies who might steal a sheep but spurn the thought of jail. We love our ratbag heroes, our Ned or brave Ben Hall. We'd rather offer up abuse than be polite at all. But here on April 25, I sit alone at dawn and watch the thousands gathering to hear the bugle horn. To think about a battle of infinite cost, ironic now but famous, despite the fact we lost. As I stay glued to hear them sing the hymn "Abide With Me" and listen to the bugler play "Last Post" and "Reveille," my eyes begin to water and I cannot reason why. At almost 60 years of age, I simply start to cry. A pacifist who hates the wars and governments that hide the years of pain and sorrow neath the nation's shabby pride. So why the water works, I ask, what sadness is uncovered? And then a memory appears, a different dawn's discovered. The cords and mics and speakers are assembled with great care. A slender, grey-haired man at work in the morning air. No bugler in attendance, the choir in full flight. Just tape recorded everything and the hope that she'll be right. I'm there to help him best I can, testing and repeating. And one by one the people come to join us for the meeting. It's Anzac Day in Gunning, and though the crowd is small, people know belonging and a faithful one and all. The grey-haired man's no longer there, and the years will sadly tell. My homeward trip for Anzac Day has long since ceased as well. He loved that day, and as he aged, it heightened, and I knew the way we shared it seemed to forge a bond that always grew. I miss the joy of sharing something special to my father, the tears that run so freely tell that I would rather hear loud squawks from speakers in that old familiar space, turn again to see that look of panic on his face.